Lowe's knows that free makes everything better. That's why our rewards members get free standard shipping on the things they need and want, starting at Silver Key status every day. Savings for rewards members add up fast, so why wait? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help, you save. Not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/shipping terms. Subject to change.
Welcome in, everybody, to a Wednesday edition of Birds 365. A big Wednesday edition here on the show after a massive contract extension comes in yesterday in Eagle Land. Johnny Mack, how you doing on this Wednesday morning, brother?
Doing well. Wish I got that ACH that Saquon got. But, I think we all wish that. Other than that, all good. All good in Eagles Land. Saquon Barkley with the big extension about 15, 16 months before anybody else would think about it. So I think that's the biggest point I tried to make is the proactive nature of the Philadelphia Eagles continues. That's if you wanted to boil down the secret to their success, besides having a bunch of good players, that's it. And that's what people don't copy, and that's what people should copy.
Yeah, and well, they did it. They got ahead of the game, and they give Saquon Barkley a 2-year, $41.2 million extension with $36 million fully guaranteed at signing. The contract is also laced with incentives, up to $15 million worth of incentives. And some of the cap numbers out there are, you know, they're fluctuating. People, some people say they're real. Some people say they're not. So we'll see what the cap hits come down
to. It's not filed, so I don't know how anybody could say they're real. But I'm pretty confident to say that the cap number's coming down for this year.
Yeah, because some people are saying there's no way the cap number's
coming down. Oh, there's a way. Yeah. There's a way. Just be patient.
Yeah, we'll see what it is. Maybe not as big as we originally thought. Originally, we thought it was around $6 million plus of cap savings. We'll see what it ends up being. But, John, what do you think of the move, objectively speaking, just your opinion on the move? I mean, I have seen some people say, well, what are you jumping ahead of a running back for? You know, all these things. Eagles don't typically pay guys on past performance. I think this is still a future projection here on what Saquon can be for the next couple of years. But your thoughts on the contract coming in when it did and the size of the contract?
Yeah, it's well, we could go 3 hours with the size of the contract. And boy, it's just the talking points about contracts, not just Saquon Barkley, everybody are just wrong in the NFL. I had NFL radio on before I popped on here. It's just embarrassing the way people talk about this stuff. It should be, at this point, it should be a real, and I'm talking about the people in the industry, talking about average annual value, more important than fully guaranteed money and all this. You'll see it starting next week and all these contract numbers that come out and people are saying, how could you give out this contract and get salary cap relief? Wait, be patient. I guarantee it's coming. Everybody can keep this clip if they want to keep it. I guarantee it's coming. The Eagles rewarded the player. There's no doubt about that. They set the market. They set the market because they want to set the market. They don't want to be reactive. They want to proactive. They want to be proactive. They're comfortable with this number for the next 2 years. And that's what it is, really, the next 2 years. And they wanted to reward the player. That's part of it as well. But, you know, the Eagles aren't just saying, oh, hey, we won the Super Bowl. Let's give this money to the – it's all very calculated still. And it's helpful to the Eagles and where they're going from a roster-building philosophy. All these moves are not linear. I mentioned as we did our football 24/7, it's about the big picture. They understand where the market is going to go because of the raising salary cap, not only this year, but next year and the year after.
Right.
They understand where the window is, and they did it with Landon Dickerson. They did it with Jalen Hurts. They did it with Lane Johnson back in the day. They want to set the market when they have to set the market. And they don't have a problem doing that because they know where it's going. And it's going up. And that's where they surpassed the Dallas Cowboys, who, you know, finally got one of their younger players done And that's probably finally realizing, hey, you know what? You know what? We better catch up to the way the Eagles do things, or at least try to catch up. It's probably not going to be it's probably not going to happen because they're not disciplined enough. But I go back to that Joe Burrow quote earlier in this offseason. This is part of it as well. Well, the Eagles are paying everybody. That helps too, because as free agency starts, and I said, pay attention to the calendar and when they did this a week ahead of free agency, because they look really good to the players and agents and say, I want to be in business with the Philadelphia Eagles, but they don't pay everybody. You know, they're not going to pay some players here that people are going to the defensive players that might upset some people. They don't pay everybody, but that's the perception, and the perception's greater than the reality. And when you do things like this, 15 or 16 months of when other people might do it, it gets noticed around the league. But I wouldn't be worried about the guaranteed money. I wouldn't be worried about the average annual value. And trust me on this. Trust me. They're getting cap relief in the short term.
Cap relief in the short term and a big payday for Saquon. Obviously, well-deserved by Saquon Barkley. And that will keep the all-pro running back in Philly 4 years to come, at least another 2 years. And we will see how he progresses from there. But look, I mean, you mentioned it with Howie being so ahead of everybody, John. It's a masterclass. How much credit does Jeffrey Lurie deserve in this? Because this is a lot of money, man, that they give up front. And I just don't know if other teams, like you said, you brought up the Cowboys. Are they too stupid to do it this way, or are they simply unwilling to deposit cash at the level that Jeffrey Lurie deposits?
Well, there's cash poor teams and there's non-cash poor.
Yeah, Dallas isn't cash poor.
They're not cash poor. They could do it. They choose not to do it. Like Cincinnati's the team I always point to. They got problems because they literally need to take out loans. Because when you guarantee somebody money, that has to go in escrow.
Right.
You can't just say, "Oh, I'm going to pay him flippantly." You know, that's got to go in escrow. Obviously, the bonus up front, whatever that is, the fully guaranteed money at signing, that's got to go directly into the account of the player. But everything else, whether it's future roster bonuses that are guaranteed at certain points of the league year or certain points of the contract, that has to go in escrow too. It's not like we'll get to it at the time when we get to it. No, you have to have that cash flow on hand.
And so in other words, $36 million went into escrow yesterday.
Well, 36, if you believe the reports, and again, we'll see the real contract. $36 million guaranteed. He's getting a bunch of that up front. He's getting certainly more than half of it up front.
Meaning on signing, they deposit that sucker right in his account.
Exactly. And then the rest, whatever is roster bonuses, if there is, I find it very hard to believe it's $36 million guaranteed at signing, but it might be. They're going to pay him that money, so it doesn't really matter. But either way, it's the what isn't guaranteed on signing has to go in escrow. So that's where teams like Cincinnati, Las Vegas, most notably, those are the two teams everybody points to because, well, everybody who owns an NFL team is rich compared to individual people. There's different types of rich. There's Stan Kroenke, Jerry Jones rich, and then there's, Mark Davis rich. And there's a big difference in between the two. And guys like Kroenke and Jones can do whatever they want if they want to do it. And that's where Jeffrey Lurie deserves the credit because he allows the Eagles to operate this way. And there's a lot of teams that just don't have the confidence and they're concerned about, look at the number of touches. What if it goes wrong? That kind of stuff you hear from because that's conventional thinking. That's conventional wisdom. That's the way 31 other teams think.
Right.
Why are you doing this when you don't have to do it? Well, you're doing it to be proactive, to set the market. This player is going to be there for 2 years. even if things go wrong, even if he has a bad year next year, you're going to run it back one more time. So why wait and pay more down the road when you have to work? So would have had to work something out after next season. The Eagles were comfortable with the number. It makes the player happy because the player wakes up and sees all these, all people focused on the wrong things. Most guaranteed, highest paid running back of all time, average at 4 years, yada, yada, yada. So he's happy. The agent's happy, Ed Berry, because he looks great.
Yep.
And the Eagles sit there smiling and set the market and everybody else. So if there's a, you know, Derrick Henry's getting older, but if a younger back, if Bijan Robinson is up and it's time for him to get paid, and you know, now they're gonna go to their particular team, Atlanta, and say, well, this is what Saquon got, so we want to go above that.
So. I think there's an extra, maybe I'm wrong in this, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, but I do think there might be a little bit of an extra level of respect shown to Saquon here, and we'll see what the numbers are, but you know, you set the market.
They're definitely rewarding the player for the
year.
Well,
I'm saying, like, you set the market on Landon Dickerson. Like, guards are getting paid, right? You set the market at a quarterback. Quarterbacks are getting paid. You set the market at a wide receiver. More wide receivers are getting paid every single year. Running back was kind of one of those positions where it was teetering, where people weren't getting those crazy market-setting deals. Like, I would say to you, I don't know if a running back will make more than $20 million by the time Saquon's done. I don't know.
They will. They will.
You think
because
so?
You're setting the market. That's how the NFL works.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as 1 day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
That's just how it works. And the Eagles wanted to set the market in this particular thing because their philosophy is that if you wait, you're going to pay more. And the Dallas Cowboys prove that every stinking year.
Right.
They literally prove that every year. So this is the Eagles' attempt to set the market. Not attempt, they did. And you can look at it every position. And it happens at running back, just to a lesser level. Right,
a little bit of a lesser level. Yeah, Eagle Nest brings up a good name. I could see, like, Jahmyr Gibbs. Like, but that was my point. I don't see as many running backs that are going to be, you know, top market guys.
Well, you're always talking about it, individual positions. Like when Jefferson set the market, the non-quarterback market, you're talking about a small group of players. Nobody was going over Jefferson until Ja'Marr Chase. Chase will go over him. There's always a very few. And sometimes people believe that the Eagles set markets on players they shouldn't. Now, you can make an argument, but it's been successful for them. But it happens at every position. It's just lesser. Now, if you want to talk about Saquon Barkley's value to the Philadelphia Eagles, because I know a lot of people have talked about that versus how many receivers get $20 million a year, which again, right. You know, right off the bat, the debate is off base because who cares what the average annual value is? It's about fully guaranteed money. But even if you want to go that route, there's like 20 receivers who still make more. And that's about the value of the position. That's about the value of the position. And that's just the way it is. It's like, you know, Zach Bond versus Milton Williams, same thing. It's just not as high profile, so people don't focus on. Defensive tackle is going to get more money than a linebacker at the top of the market.
Right.
It's just you can argue the NFL's wrong. That's fine. But that's just the way it is. So running back is still way behind, say, wide receiver. And then you have the argument, should it be? Because Saquon's more valuable to the Eagles than the vast majority of those 20 or so receivers.
Yeah, I mean, think about it, John. Like, Saquon touched the ball, what, 30 times a game last year? A.J. Brown got, what, 10 targets a game if he was lucky? I mean, I'm not saying that the A.J. is not valuable. I'm just saying it is funny how the valuations break out, how they're not, you know, doesn't all line up perfectly.
No. If you ask me, and I think this is proven throughout the league more with the quarterbacks than anything else, but Saquon's a perfect example of this. The most valuable of all, and I'll say it to my dying breath, is the offensive line.
Right.
You just saw the most valuable player completely shut down in the Super Bowl because they couldn't block the Eagles' defensive front. And Patrick Mahomes couldn't do anything.
Right.
Now, there's a bunch of Eagles fans that'll, you know, pop out their chest and say, we stopped Patrick Mahomes. He's not that good. By the way, you should never do that. It's an old wrestling trick, pro wrestling. You know, never downgrade your opponent because that means you're lesser.
Right.
No, you dominated. You dominated the best greatest quarterback of the generation, the greatest coach quarterback, and you completely shut them down. And why did you shut them down? The same reason they lost the other Super Bowl they lost, because Tampa Bay shut them down, because they couldn't block the front. And that, to me, it's about offensive line first. It's always about offensive line, even lesser quarterbacks. You know, Sam Darnold, one of the things, and I've been a big Sam Darnold guy, and he fell apart at and it's more about Jordan Mailata telling me how good the Rams front was. And Lane Johnson to a degree. They couldn't block them. And, you know, then what happens to Patrick Mahomes happens to Patrick Mahomes, and everybody's focused on because he was a bust and this and that. Any quarterback, Tom Brady lost two Super Bowls yep. because of the same reason. Any quarterback, if you can't block, and we have a 6-year sample size with Saquon Barkley, very good player in New York. He wasn't the player who was here.
Oh, not even close. Not even close.
Now, to Saquon's credit, the Eagles had great running games with Miles Sanders and DeAndre Swift as well.
Right, and he took
But it wasn't that good. So yeah. He elevated, you know, works both ways, and that's part of the greatness. But, I mean, if you're being honest, and this is everywhere, this is not just Philadelphia. The offensive line is the most important of all.
Right.
Because all these skill position players, they can't do shit if you're not blocking the people to let them do shit.
Absolutely. Look for trenches in the draft, everybody. I'm with Johnny Mack on this one, man. Build those trenches. We don't need any more sexy position players. Give me those trench guys. John, that leads me to my next point. And I loved the way you explained yesterday on Football 24/7. How moves aren't linear, and many people try and make them be linear. Like, oh, they extended here and freed up cap, so they're going to go and do this. And I think there's an element to that because they are going to make other moves. But in a vacuum, the Eagles have a philosophy here that they go to. Now, with that being said, who do you think could be the next couple of moves here that the Eagles are going to go? I mean, you just brought up offensive line. Well, we got a big free agent on the offensive line right now. I brought up a chart yesterday, Johnny Mack, from Jimmy Kemsky, all right, and I'll pull it up on the show right now real quick before we get Mike Gill on. And this offense is largely under contract for the foreseeable future, with the exception of really Dallas Goedert. Cam Jurgens is going to get an extension here probably this summer, and then Mekhi Becton. So they're in a really good position with this offense. And based on what you just said, but with the offensive line being of importance, you think Mekhi Becton's the next domino to fall?
Not necessarily. I think Zach Bond is the priority. And we'll see how that goes. And even, you know, depending on what kind of discussions they have with Lane Johnson, as far as how long he wants to go, they might even try to tweak his deal to extend his deal if he wants to. And you have to start thinking about how much guaranteed money is left for Lane. So, you know, he continues to play at such a high level.
How old is Lane, man? Because he looks like he has a lot left in the tank.
Well, he's 35.
He doesn't look like he's slowing down at all.
But, you know, that's a position where you can play later and play at a high level.
Right.
You know, Andrew
Whitworth. He's turning 35 in May.
Yeah. So, I mean, he's clearly – he's never played at a higher level than he did last year. He was phenomenal. But he's a guy that I think – yeah, and with Mekhi, I said there's some other issues and, you know, long-term concerns over his knee. You saw him leave some games, come back, bite through some things.
Right.
So there's some complications there, and I think they'll have a walk-away number. But, look, I think, you know, he came here for a reason to work with Jeff Stoutland, similar to some other players, Isaiah Rogers, for a different reason, but they have some loyalty to this organization. So I think the Eagles want him back, but I think they want him back at a, again, you know, the Joe Burrow sentiment. They pay everybody. Well, no, they're still disciplined. And I think Mekhi is more of a disciplined player. They want him back, but if they can't get him back, we talked to Devin Jackson about right. the draft. Anthony Belton's already a guy they're coming in. Very similar player.
Right.
You know, at least projection wise.
Yeah. And by the way, Tyler Steen was no stiff last year. He wasn't Mekhi, but he wasn't awful.
Yeah. I think, though, what Mekhi Becton showed them is you want a certain type of player.
Right.
As long as Saquon's going to be back there. Yeah. And I think they want a really, really big body player inside. I think, you know, Landon's already that. And you have an undersized center. It's always funny to call 300 pounders undersized.
I know, right?
And they've had that for years. But, you know, as they – and I think that clicked with them last year. You know, Brandon Brooks was phenomenal for years. I mean, he was really, really big. Mekhi dwarfs them all. But and they want him back, but I it's not one of those things where they're going to get him at all costs types of things.
Big contract for Saquon Barkley to remain in Philly. We'll see what the final numbers are when the contract is filed, but he is here to stay. A big deal. And the offseason is now in full swing as we inch closer here, a week out from free agency, probably 50-something days away from the NFL draft. So we're moving right along and looking forward to talking to Mike Gill coming up next here on Birds 365. Before we get to Mike, I do want to tell you guys about the great people at BetUS. Go and check them out. It's betus.com.pa. How many of you are taking a future on the Eagles Super Bowl after yesterday's move? I know some of you are thinking about it. Go and get your money's worth now. Put that money in on a repeat. Will it happen? We'll see. Go and do it at betus.com.pa. That's betus.com. Use the promo code YouTube150. Gives you 150% sign-up bonus on your very first deposit. You get 125% on your second and third deposit. All up to $2,000 to deposit less and bet with more at BetUS. The other fun thing, if you're a sports bettor out there, March Madness right around the corner. BetUS will have all your March Madness needs, so go and check them out now and use that promo code to get your extra sign-up bonus and enjoy all your betting needs at BetUS. So big thanks to them for sponsoring the show today.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.